Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
This is America on the Road, named Best Radio Show by the International Automotive Media Conference, and now in its 31st year on the air. Thanks for being with us as we bring you the latest automotive information from around the world. I'm Jack Nerad. With me is guest co-host Matt DiLorenzo. Matt, it is so great to be with you, as always.
Good to see you again, Jack.
Great to talk to you. Unfortunately, Chris Teague is ill this week, but Matt is a great substitute host. Let's outline what we're going to talk about, Matt, because there's plenty of news this week, as we discussed right before we went on the air. The Biden administration's proposed ban on cars and trucks that include Chinese technology is facing big-time blowback. In fact, one auto brand says the ban will basically eliminate it from the U.S. market, and we'll have more on that, our comments. And speaking of the Chinese, Volkswagen is having big troubles in Europe and worldwide with many issues caused by Chinese competition, both in China and in Europe. We'll tell you how that might sort out and what it could mean here in America. Meanwhile, Toyota is ramping up its EV efforts with a new deal with Suzuki Motors. So it's one of several efforts it's making on the EV front, interestingly. And Toyota has also unveiled a definitely non-EV 2025 GR Corolla, and we'll have details on that coming up. Matt, what's your quick reaction to Volkswagen's problems?
I think they're really under the gun right now. They wanted to pivot to EVs, and EVs aren't selling. I think they have the wrong model mix at the wrong time, and it's hurting them.
Yeah, it's a difficult time for them. We'll talk about that more. America on the Road is brought to you by DrivingToday.com, EMLancey.com, the publisher of my latest book, Dance in the Dark, and Mercury Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, you should switch to Mercury for your auto and home insurance. Californians save an average of $670 with Mercury, so imagine how much you could save. Get a quote today at DrivingToday.com/auto insurance. That's DrivingToday.com/auto-insurance. Well, as you longtime listeners to the show know, Matt is the author of the new book, How to Buy an Affordable Electric Car, A Tightwad's Guide to EV Ownership. And he's an all-around auto expert. Matt, what vehicle will you be road testing for us this week?
I had a chance to drive the new Ranger with the 2.7 liter V6, really a big upgrade for it. So I'm excited to tell you about that.
My test car this week is the 2025 Honda Odyssey Elite, and I just drove the Odyssey well over 1,000 miles over the course of a 3-day weekend, so this is a special on-road test. Our special guest this week is our guest host, Matt DiLorenzo. He and I were in Ann Arbor recently, and we talked about the North American Car of the Year test session that we had there. So stay with us for that, and so much more coming up on America on the Road. We'll be with you when we come back, so stay with us. We'll be right here. Welcome back to America on the Road with guest host Matt DiLorenzo. It's Jack Nerad back with you.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menus, signs, and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon.
You get the idea. And now, get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, no. Wait. Whoa.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of two phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Here.
Welcome back to America on the Road with guest host Matt DiLorenzo. Jack Dredd back with you, and we're so glad you're with us on America on the Road. We really do appreciate it. This is our news segment. Tons of news happening in the industry this week to talk with you about, Matt. Mexico is the latest to weigh in on this U.S. ban on China tech, claiming that it would hurt its auto industry. Maybe that's the point. But maybe Mexico doesn't realize that. The Mexican government has raised concern about the Biden administration's proposal to prohibit key Chinese software and hardware. This is national security is the reason cited for this. Mexico says this proposal could have a substantial impact on Mexico's automotive industry. Economically, it poses potential trade barriers, disruptions to supply chains, increased production costs, and possible risk of reduced direct and indirect employment. Bad stuff. Mexico doesn't want this. What's your comment about this?
Well, Mexico is going to be kind of the stalking horse for China. You know, we have direct tariffs against a lot of electric vehicles that are built in China. So China was looking to set up factories in Mexico, which is part of NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement area. And the government isn't buying it. They're saying, no, if it comes from China, it's no good. So it's going to hurt. It's hurting. The Chinese have already started to build some factories in Mexico. And it's also going to hurt a lot of partners of the Chinese. You know, for instance, the level SUV's been delayed well over a year because it originally was going to be built in China. And with the tariffs, it would be no longer an entry-level vehicle, so now it's going to come from Belgium. And I think you mentioned earlier at the opening that Polestar, which is kind of affiliated through Geely with Volvo, they're saying that they're not going to be able to export any vehicles from China to the U.S., essentially putting them out of business.
Yeah. In fact, I was going to talk about that, and that's kind of our next story. But I think this is interesting. There's a lot of talk about tariffs right now. I mean, it's early this time of year. And this is a major, major deal that some say violates free trade rules. Others say this is very much justified. And it's interesting that they are using national security as the basis of this. But essentially, this will eliminate many, many vehicles that come from Mexico, not only that come from China. I mean, certainly. And for that matter, some American vehicles that use Chinese technology, sure. Because certainly there's a lot of Chinese technology throughout the industry because the supply chain doesn't differentiate necessarily between Chinese and non-Chinese materials and parts and technologies for that matter. And I think there's a lot to be concerned about, really, with the security of our data that could go to the Chinese.
I think this works on two levels. One is the predatory pricing or dumping, which would undermine a lot of our homegrown industry and jobs. But the second part, you hit the nail on the head. Cars are not just transportation devices. They are collecting data, all sorts about, where you're going, who you are, that kind of stuff. And if the Chinese have access to that, they're not a friendly, they're a friendly trader, but they're not a friendly political
entity out there. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's in our interest to be careful.
Yeah. Absolutely. And, it could affect the American consumer. It'll affect the American consumer almost directly. In fact, I think it already has. You mentioned the Volvo EX30 that you and I drove in Spain well over 2 years ago. Supposed to come to the U.S. market. Hasn't got here yet. Is going to, as you mentioned, be built in Belgium as opposed to in China, which could drastically affect the cost level of this vehicle. Supposed to be a very affordable EV, something we need in this market. And as you mentioned, too, I mean, Polestar, another Volvo affiliate, is just saying, well, if this happens, we can't even be in the U.S. market. I'm not sure that the U.S. market would necessarily miss it so much. It doesn't appear like there's a great groundswell in favor of buying Polestar vehicles. But certainly this has some effect on the consumer, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, there'll be fewer choices, but I think in the long run, if it helps promote local industry and local jobs, and in the end, we're going to be better off for it.
Yeah. Here's one thing that I found interesting, too, and Polestar mentioned that it plans to build or is building vehicles in South Carolina, and it wouldn't even be able to sell those vehicles in the United States because they would have many Chinese technological components in them. So,
yeah, a lot of the manufacturers rely on the Chinese, particularly for battery technology, too. So that, GM just entered into a big agreement again with somebody in China. So we'll see how that all plays out.
Right. Well, Volkswagen is having giant issues that are really affecting things in Europe and probably will affect us here in the United States. They've had a giant drop off in profits. Their third quarter profits were down 42%, the lowest in 3 years. They are suggesting that they might have to close multiple plants, lay off workers, something that Volkswagen typically doesn't do. And there's big time cost cutting measures being proposed. And in the face of this, their union representatives are demanding a 7% pay increase, which kind of boggles the mind. They obviously oppose the plans, the company plans to cut wages by 10%. They're actually asking for a wage increase. What's your reaction to all that?
Well, the European market is struggling right now, and particularly Germany. And I think that's, the fallout there primarily is their shift to electric vehicles, which even people in Germany aren't buying. And I think that they have overcapacitized their EV facilities, and even their traditional vehicles aren't selling all that well. So something's got to give. They're losing a lot of money. They want to close plants. They have these very difficult labor negotiations going on. They're taking a hard line on it. And, they have a tradition of trying to protect their workers and closing other facilities around the world, but this time a lot of their problems have come home to roost in Germany. So we'll see if they're able to struggle through this difficulty right now.
Right. Difficult time for them. On the other hand, Toyota is widening a partnership with Suzuki, and they're about to enter into a deal, or have entered into a deal, to build an electric vehicle, an electric SUV, in India and market it around the world. They're going to build it in the western Indian state of Gujarat, which I have yet to visit and probably never will. But interesting that Suzuki, Toyota, and Daihatsu have joined to put together this EV. And we're seeing a lot more from Toyota on the EV front. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I think it's a good, it's a smart move. I think it'll be probably a small SUV that we probably won't see in the U.S. But there is a growing market for that in third world countries. And, you know, Toyota has always been a strong partner with a lot of these, like Suzuki and Subaru. And they have these strategic partnerships to be able to offer much broader product range around the world than what they would be able to do on their own.
Yeah, I mean, as you well know, Toyota has been fairly slow to launch battery electric vehicles, but they're going to launch, they say, 10 battery powered vehicles by 2026. So maybe not all of them will appear here in the United States. How about this 2025 GR Corolla? I mean, this is a vehicle that co-host Chris Teague actually owns, a current version of the GR Corolla. This now will have a direct automatic transmission with paddle shifters, in addition to the old school six-speed manual that it had up till now. And other stuff, gets more torque, still 300 horsepower from its turbocharged 1.6-liter three-cylinder engine. Suspension upgrades, too. What's your reaction to the new GR Corolla?
Oh, I love that car. It's a mighty mite. You know, it's all-wheel drive. It's a ball to drive. I love the stick, but I think what they've discovered is that if they want to broaden the appeal and sell more of them, they really do need the automatic for those, you know, who don't know how to use a clutch pedal.
Yeah. Sadly, there's so many of them out there, and I like paddle shifters too. That's kind of fun, but yep. I'm an old school stick kind of guy as well, yep. So I like that. Well, when we come back, we will be doing some road testing of some vehicles, including the 2025 Ford Ranger and the 2025 Honda Odyssey. So stay with us for that, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Matt DiLorenzo. This is Jack Nierad back with you, and we're so glad you're with us. We're sad that Chris Teague is ill this week, but Matt is a wonderful fill-in host, and we're so glad he's with us. And this is road test time. You and I both had a chance to road test one heck of a lot of vehicles over a short period of time in Ann Arbor, Michigan, about a week or so ago. And I think you're going to talk about one of them that we both drove, the Ford Ranger for 2025. Give us your take.
Yeah, the 2025 Ranger is really a standout midsize pickup truck, and it's gotten even better with the addition of an optional 2.7-liter V6. This engine really brings the power. It produces 325 horsepower and 400 pound-feet of torque, and it just really transforms the vehicle. When I was driving it, felt no lack of power. It's very smooth with a 10-speed automatic transmission. And the Ranger is really kind of a right-sized vehicle because it's a crew cab, so that means it's got four doors, plenty of room for five inside. It's got a decent-sized cargo bed. And I, you know, it really, to me, with this addition of this more powerful engine, a viable alternative to going full size. And, you know, the full size trucks just seem to be getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So if you want something that's garageable, easier to park, easier to just wheel around and still has the utility of almost a full-size pickup, the Ranger really has stepped up its game.
It has some pretty serious towing capacity, for example. I mean, the kind of towing capacity that I think a lot of people would find plenty. One of the other things I found about it, Matt, and I'm curious about your opinion, it seemed like the ride quality was really exceptional, and we had a chance to drive it in comparison to one of its key competitors, the Toyota Tacoma, which is also, you know, one of the vehicles we tested over the course of the last week or so. And I think in terms of ride quality, it fares very, very well.
It does. I mean, the version that we had was more of a, even though it had an all-wheel drive, 4x4 setup, it's geared more for street use. It will have, you know, the four-wheel drive capability for bad weather and some decent off-roading. But it still has a ground clearance closer to the stock model, so it's easier to get in and out of. But I really, you know, I think the level of refinement, they've also upgraded the interior a bit. It's got a massive portrait style center display. And it really, you know, from a price perspective, I mean, the most expensive option on it was the V6 engine, which was about $2,000. But all in, it came in at about $48,000, which is, ironically, the average transaction price of a new vehicle in the U.S. today. So I think it's a good value and really a nice truck all the way around.
Yeah, I think it can be used as a family vehicle, you know, room for five inside. You have that pickup truck bed that is often empty, but is useful depending on what you need. Maybe not the best for, you know, Costco runs or something like that, but certainly you can put that stuff inside in the back seat if you're not carrying five along with you. I just think there's a lot to like about that. And I totally agree with you that you don't have to turn in your man card to get a midsize truck like the Ranger. It certainly answers all virtually everything you could want out of a pickup truck, I think.
Yeah, and I, you know, Ford's known for the trucks. The quality has held up on these vehicles very well. And as I mentioned earlier, and I can't emphasize enough, I just think it's right size for most personal use and can still offer the amount of utility that you'd expect from a vehicle of its type.
Yeah, I liked it a lot, and I think we both agree. Well, I had a little bit of a different road test this week, Matt. I mean, we embarked on something that was, by that I mean my wife and I and my middle daughter and her fiance and a friend of theirs, decided to go on a three-day weekend jaunt to an Ole Miss football game in Oxford, Mississippi. The difficulty with that was that they live in Fort Worth, so they're about 500 miles away from there. So we flew into Fort Worth, picked up a 2025 Honda Odyssey Elite, which turned out to be an absolute terrific vehicle for this lengthy, lengthy jaunt. And then we set off. So this is a bit of a different road test in that it involves more than 1,000 miles of driving, you know, just a ton of driving with five adults in the vehicle. And this is a vehicle that can seat as many as eight. So five adults was just fine. And one of the things about a minivan like the Odyssey is the amount of flexible cargo space you have. Very, very critical there. So especially with, you know, three women in the traveling party, we had a lot of luggage to take with us. As I mentioned, our future son-in-law went to Ole Miss and he decided to ask us to go to a game there. So we couldn't turn that down. And, of course, we made the route a little more complicated than you might imagine because we decided to go, this prompted by my wonderful wife, who was the greatest travel agent of all time, to Hot Springs National Park in Arkansas, which is kind of on the way, but not really. but it made a nice stopping off point and a late lunch there. So we went from Fort Worth to Hot Springs, Arkansas. Late lunch there, visited the national park, and then drove to Grenada, Mississippi, which is about an hour from Oxford because getting hotel rooms in Oxford is very, very difficult when there's a football game going on. We attended the football game on Saturday, and then we drove back to Fort Worth. So a lot going on. Let's talk about the vehicle because it was terrific. Odyssey has been around now for three decades or so. We had five aboard, as I mentioned, and it just worked out very, very well for that. Flexible seating in minivans is particularly good. And in the Odyssey, very, very good because they have these magic slide seats that allow very flexible arrangements. We put two people in the second row, and my daughter rode in the third row. In a single seat, and then we had plenty of luggage space beside her and behind her, including that kind of open area where the seat would go into if the seat were not deployed. This kind of arrangement is very useful, don't you think, Matt?
Yeah, I mean, minivans refuse to die.
Right.
This is precisely why. I mean, they're flexible. They can hold a lot of people. They're relatively comfortable. They have a great ride. You know, the Honda really rides well. You get decent mileage. I mean, you're not, you know, some of these big SUVs, you would be lucky to get over 20 miles per gallon. You know, the Odyssey, highway you were seeing over 30, I imagine. And
well, not quite, but I can get it to that.
Yeah. Okay.
I have maybe a little bit heavier foot, but it has a tried and true V6 engine, has 10-speed automatic transmission, so and exceptionally smooth and quiet. I mean, a lot of power. I mean, you're not seeing as many V6 engines these days. You know, we're losing that normally aspirated V6 to turbocharged four cylinders for fuel economy reasons, but there's a lot to like about the smoothness of this. Our fuel efficiency over this course of time was about 25 miles per gallon. Mm. Maybe the wind was against me. I'm not sure. But, you know, it was heavily laden. I think in terms of EPA mileage estimates, it would be higher. I think their highway estimate for this vehicle is about 30 or so. But let me describe, some things about the vehicle itself. I've already described the interior accommodations, which are terrific. And it starts right when you get in. I mean, To me, this has about the perfect step in height and hip point. You don't climb up into it like you're climbing up into a big SUV. At the same time, you don't drop into it like you're dropping into a coupe or something like that. It's just easy to get it in and out of. As I age, Matt, and you're probably experiencing the same thing, this is more and more useful to us. Good looking on the outside, 19-inch wheels on the Elite trim. So, you know, a good looking vehicle for a minivan. I mean, it's not a sports car. And then they have, in terms of new tech, for 2025, they have a new 7-inch digital instrument display and a 9-inch infotainment touchscreen. Not as large as some of the others out there, but I think 9-inch work pretty well. For those in the rear, you can get a 12.8-inch passenger screen. We didn't use that because everybody had their own devices in the back. I'm not sure quite what they were doing because I was driving the 500 miles. This is a vehicle in Elite trim that has a base price of about $52,000. You can get the least expensive Odyssey is about $43,000, which I think is an exceptional value for something with this kind of toting capability and flexibility. And it has a bunch of stuff like heated leather seats, wireless charging, and a power rear liftgate, even in the EXL. So I think there's just a ton to like about this vehicle. Your take?
I agree. I mean, you know, when you talk about all the features and everything, it's almost like a luxury sedan or a limousine, really.
Yeah.
You know, and then with the sliding doors, this is the other great thing about minivans. You talk about the step-in. The sliding doors make it so easy to access that second and third row. So, you know, it's really a great vehicle for exactly the type of trip that you took.
Yeah, absolutely true. As I mentioned, we got 24.9 miles per gallon over this trip. The EPA estimates are 28 or 30 miles per gallon, depending. All in all, it's just a terrific vehicle for this kind of adventure. It was a great adventure, a lot of driving, but so smooth, quiet, the ability to use Apple CarPlay and all that stuff, just, you know, instantaneous directions and the music we wanted to play and everything else. It was just a wonderful vehicle for this. I couldn't think of a more perfect vehicle than the Honda Odyssey Elite for 2025, so... If you're in the market for a minivan or even for a just people toter and looking at SUVs, you might want to consider something like the Honda Odyssey. I think it works really well. And in the next segment, we're going to have a special guest whose name is Matt DiLorenzo. He and I sat down in Ann Arbor, Michigan, talking about the North American Car of the Year test session that we both attended. So stay with us for that, and we'll be right back with Matt DiLorenzo. Thanks so much for being with us right here on America on the Road. We'll be back.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
IBM and ESPN are unveiling enhancements to the ESPN Fantasy app that put Watson X-powered insights directly in users' hands, giving them access to personalized, data-driven information such as personalized player grades based on each team's needs, predictions of each player's potential upside and downside, and transparent explanations of AI-generated player grades. Entering its eighth consecutive year, the collaboration between IBM and ESPN Fantasy Football continues to transform football data into compelling and helpful information for fantasy team owners. Sponsored by IBM.
I love fall weather. The crisp air, the falling leaves, until someone in my family catches a chill outside. Luckily, Kohl's has deals on all things cozy. I got 20% off comfy layers and warm denim, $10 off because I spent over $50, and earned Kohl's cash. Now we're ready to bundle up and get back out there, thanks to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end November 3rd. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon.
You get the idea. And now get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. Jack DeRed back with you. We have a familiar face with us, Matt DiLorenzo, of course, co-hosts on the show very frequently. He and I are both North American Car of the Year jurors, and we're in Ann Arbor, Michigan, doing some North American Car of the Year testing. Pretty interesting stuff, don't you think, Matt?
It's been a lot of fun, Jack. Good 2 days on the road and about 20 cars. Opportunity to get behind the wheel and compare them back to back.
North American Car of the Year, of course, presents awards for Truck of the Year, for Utility of the Year, and then Car of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the three categories. And I thought maybe we go over the trucks first. And some very interesting trucks, I think. At least two absolutely brand new ones. Maybe three brand new ones, I guess, if you count the GMC Sierra EV as all new. And then Ram 1500 and Rivian R1T. Heavily revised, I think. First blush, what do you think?
Well, I was really impressed with the two internal combustion engine of the midsize trucks.
Yeah.
The Ford Ranger has a new 2.7 liter engine in it. Very smooth, very comfortable. The engine kind of transformed the truck. It seemed before those midsize trucks have grown up to where they're almost the size of an old full-size truck.
Right.
And the previous versions of it just felt a little labored. The 2.7 takes care of that really well. The other one was the Tacoma, which was in dire need of a remake. It's still a very popular truck, but Toyota's done a pretty good job. The only problem is the two models they brought here were both primarily off-road ones, and you need a ladder to get into them.
Yeah, and I don't know that those were the right horses for this course, right?
Yeah, I think so.
What I found in driving the Ranger, and I drove the 2.7 liter, the new one, plenty of power, plenty of torque, and smooth, very smooth.
Very smooth.
I think, overused term, but car-like ride really came to mind when I was driving that thing. And I think especially with the Toyotas we were driving here, not nearly the ride quality, the plush ride quality, right?
No. But from a usability standpoint, it's really a nice-sized truck. It has a lot of features in it. I know, like the center portrait style
infotainment
display,
screen, yeah,
really nicely done. But then they have some redundant controls.
The Ram 1500, I mean, that's one of my favorite trucks. It's a terrific truck, great ride quality again, wonderful functionality. The big change here is the new turbocharged inline six-cylinder engine as opposed to the Hemi V8.
Right.
What was your reaction to
that?
Well,
I didn't feel for a lack of power.
Right.
It's smooth, too. You know, an inline six is a smooth, vibration-free engine. They've always done a really good job with the interiors. I was impressed with the level of fit and finish and the features in there. The switches were easy access, great view outside. This was probably a higher-end truck, so it had the power side steps where you can get in and out really easy.
Pretty much everything. This is a tungsten model,
Right. And the other thing that the Ram has is a coil spring rear suspension, which really makes a difference in the ride. And I think that's one of the things that sets the Ram apart from Silverado and the F-150.
And some of the higher levels, I think they have an air suspension in the rear too,
right,
which is equally plush. And that's one of the things they've become known for is their car-like ride within that vehicle.
Right. It's not, It is a work truck, but it really is more for personal use.
Kind of a luxury sedan with a big pickup truck bed behind it. And the Rivian R1T, I think there's still some of the issues that I first experienced when I drove the first one, right? I mean, some ergonomic issues more than anything, right?
Well, the other, ergonomic is exactly right, because it is so Spartan on the interior.
Right.
That it takes a while to figure out where things are. I mean, after you've owned it, probably it's going to be fine. But getting in and trying to figure out how these things work is a lot of, it takes a lot of effort and
how to do things,
distraction.
Simple things like adjusting the exterior mirrors to your right position and that kind of thing.
Right, right. So I'm not one that wanted, you know, it's not my thing to dig through a bunch of menus to get to things. I'd rather have a button or something that I can use.
Right.
Intuitively. The Denali was the GMC Sierra electric.
Yeah, super good.
Was surprising. I mean, last year we drove the work truck version of the Silverado EV.
Right.
This Sierra EV, very luxurious, very quiet, very powerful. It did have a one-pedal driving switch that you could very easily access. So actually, while I was driving it, I was playing around with it, either very aggressive one-pedal driving, not so aggressive, or off. And I really liked that was...
Right. I think the ergonomics overall in that vehicle are really, really,
really good.
Yeah. I mean, the infotainment system, and I think the infotainment system in the Ram 1500 very, very good. You don't have to go a lot of hunting. You just kind of understand how it works and it works well. Any favorite?
I'm kind of leaning towards one of the midsize trucks. And actually, I think I like the Ranger.
Yeah.
And again, part of the thing is the price you pay, the value for it, and what it's competing against in segment. So that's where I think the Ranger has a little bit of an edge. It's not as expensive as a Tacoma, which, you know, is really kind of interesting that a Japanese is the premium truck in the segment.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my pick.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of right with you there.
Okay.
So you're obviously a very smart man. Yeah. Let's talk about utilities. And interesting stuff here. Let me quickly run through the list. The Volvo EX90, which is their all-electric, essentially very much like the
three-row XC90. Right.
The Hyundai Santa Fe, a particular favorite of mine. The Volkswagen ID. Buzz, which, of course, has a lot of visual appeal. The Chevrolet Equinox EV, a lot of value there, I think. Toyota Land Cruiser, the return of that vaunted name. We have the Ioniq 5N, so the performance version of the Ioniq 5. The Honda Prologue and the Porsche Macan EV.
And Lincoln Nautilus.
And Lincoln Nautilus. I think a lot of strong contenders here. There's a lot of vehicles
I
like.
If I'm going to whittle down the list, here's why I'm going to whittle these down kind of quick. The Ioniq 5N is a lot of fun. It's a hot hatch. It is not an SUV, so right away that's out. The Macan is kind of like a sport utility, all electric. I like that, but again, it's expensive. I liked it, but I just don't see it as significant as some of the other vehicles in the segment.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's two we could drop. You know, there's several I like. I mean, I think the Hyundai Santa Fe is a terrific product.
I think
it looks great. It's a three-row version. It's inexpensive. I think there's a lot to like about that vehicle.
Yeah, I think that they've done a really great job. And, you know, they've gone the route with this generation of making it look like an SUV.
Yeah.
And, you know, it has very boxy styling, exterior styling, and some people might not like that, but I like it. I think it looks good. And the interior, the level of interior quality and the features in there are exceptional for the price point. So they have some really neat features. Like if you want to take a nap when your car is parked, they really do have kind of a neat way of positioning the front seat to where you're not up on the steering wheel. You get away a little bit and kind of relax. So nice vehicle.
Yeah, in a lot of ways. Let's talk about ID. Buzz. I mean, certainly it gains a lot of, it's just visual attention, right? And
yes.
I used to have a Volkswagen bus. I think so many of us did. You know, they're so legendary. This is a different thing, all electric, but kind of captures that vibe a bit. Your thoughts on that?
I agree. I think the styling, certainly eye-catching. It's an eminently practical vehicle. I got into the third row of this thing, and it was amazing on how much space there was. But again, I don't, you know, if you knew the original microbus, this is not micro. It's a very big vehicle. It has a very high H point. I mean, you have great visibility, but getting in and out of it is a little bit of a chore because they have the batteries stacked on the floor there. So getting in and out. And then the other thing is the sort of flying buttress A-pillars where you have a big space on the top of the dash to the nose of the vehicle. I found that a little bit disconcerting. But other than that, it is an interesting vehicle.
Absolutely.
And very, very usable. Expensive, though.
Expensive, and ergonomics in it, not necessarily all that wonderful. Kind of hard to figure out how to work.
Yeah, and the other thing, in a couple of these electrics in particular, there's no button to turn them on, and that bothers me a little bit. You know, it senses a key, and once you get in, it's on and ready to go.
Right. Chevy Equinox. This is one I was really curious about because I hadn't been in a lot of General Motors EVs, and I've been in a lot of others. And I think it surprised me in a very positive way. I think there's a lot to like about it. I thought, again, the infotainment system works really, really well. All the buttons and switches work well, which is the ergonomics of it, you know, how the human-machine interface works.
Right.
I think it's quite good. Your take?
I like the way it drove. I like the looks of it. I thought the interior was really well executed, and it really surprised me because this is like their entry-level EV now that they're not building the Bolt, and this is exactly what the market needs right now. And by comparison, the Honda Prologue shares a lot of the same architecture and things.
Yeah.
And I got into that vehicle, and it felt like it had no personality.
Yeah, kind of fell flat to me.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Yeah, it drove well, but it just didn't do anything for me, so...
Well, we're kind of rushed for time, so let's dive into car. And in some ways, maybe the least interesting of the three categories, but some really important cars, the Toyota Camry. Honda Civic Hybrid is on the list. The replacement to the Kia Forte is the Kia K4. And then the Fiat 500e and the Porsche Panamera. So where do you want to go with this?
Well, you know, if I'm going to throw two out, the 500e is too small, bigger than the old one. Fun to drive, great city car if you want to have it, but it's almost 40 grand. It's between 35 and 40,000.
With low range, and that's what they're...
And the Panamera is really a nice luxury car, very quiet, very fun to drive. But I think the heart of the market is the Civic Camry and K4.
Yeah, and I think they're all really good. I mean, I've spent a lot of time with the Camry. They're all hybrid now, and exceptional. And the range is just, like, amazing.
Right.
I mean, the range, I think, is well over 600 miles, so that alone is kind of a calling card.
Right, you're seeing like 40 miles per gallon out of a mid-sized family car.
Yeah.
And by the same token, the Civic is a hybrid. It's as almost as big as the original Accord.
Right.
So,
and maybe bigger.
Right.
Yeah, it could well be bigger.
Yeah, and I actually like that car the best. I like the Camry a lot. I liked the Civic. The execution of the interior was really nice. The hybrid engine, it just drove great. The great NVH. And again, it sells at a price point below where you get the Camry. Against the K4, the K4 just came across as fussy.
Oh,
I thought the exterior styling was a little fussy.
Yeah.
It had a lot of electronics, and if that's your thing, then by all means, go with the K4.
Because what I found with Kia and for Hyundai for that matter, is their infotainment systems are fairly easy to operate, and they have a lot of stuff going on, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But you can kind of navigate through it pretty rapidly, and that's what I found in this car. I mean, I sat in it, and I get it, and I you know, got to the radio stations I wanted, got the heat and the seats adjusted and all that stuff the way I wanted it. So, I mean, all that's good stuff. I think... It's going to be a hard choice for me among car to see what is going to be car.
Yeah, the Kia really came across as upscale. You know, the interior was really nice.
Right.
It's got kind of a cool steering wheel. It's kind of almost an oval shape.
Yeah,
kind of shape.
Pretty cool stuff. We will find out fairly soon. We're going to do the finalist announcement, I think, at the middle of November. And then at the Detroit Auto Show, we will name the North American Car, Truck, and Utility of the Year.
Yep.
So, Matt DiLorenzo, thanks for sitting with me and talking with me about this.
It's great, Jack. Always good to be here.
And stay with us. We'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Matt DiLorenzo. This is Jack Nierad back with you. And I'm a little saddened that this is the last segment that I'm going to be doing with Matt for a while. But we're so glad he's with us. He is the author of, well, describe to me your book, Matt.
It's called How to Buy an Affordable Electric Car, A Tightwad's Guide to EV Ownership.
Yeah, well, this is the listener question segment. And the listener question kind of concerns that. Manny says this, I think it's about time to buy an electric car. If you were going to buy an EV that costs under $50,000, what would it be?
Well, you know, I just drove what I think would be the perfect vehicle, and that's the Chevy Equinox EV. I mean, it's new to the market. It's under $50,000, and it gets close to, you can get a range of close to 300 miles. I was kind of critical of GM for killing the Bolt, which was the least expensive EV out there. They're going to bring it back, but in the interim, they brought this Equinox, and it's a very nice vehicle, nice interior. I think it's well-priced. It's eligible for the $7,500 tax break. So That'd be at the top of my list.
I think that's a great choice. I had a chance to drive that for the first time at North American Car of the Year testing, as we just discussed in the previous segment. I was really impressed. I think it does a really good job. So I think that's a great choice out there. And that essentially, Matt, wraps up our show for this week. Thanks so much for being with us. We do appreciate the fact you've been with us. Before we go, I'd like to mention my newest book, Dance in the Dark, a crime thriller, which is available on Amazon in both ebook and paperback. And Matt, give another plug for your book before we're gone.
I wrote How to Buy an Affordable Electric Car, A Tightwad's Guide to EV Ownership. You can find it on Barnes & Noble or Amazon or my website, tightwadgarage.com.
If you like our show, please pass it on. Listen on this radio station each week and let your friends know where you listen to America on the Road. You can also pass on a podcast. We're available on all the major podcast outlets. And of course, now we're available both on Rumble and YouTube in video form. So there's all kinds of ways to get America on the Road content. We really appreciate our Sports Byline Network stations for carrying America on the Road. That is much appreciated. Most of all, thanks to you for listening to America on the Road. We do appreciate the fact that you're listening to us instead of the many other things you could be listening to all around the net these days. So thanks so much for that. Thanks so much for listening on this radio station. And join us again next time for another edition of America on the Road.